Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, as we've been talking about for the past several weeks, we have successfully birthed a renaissance of divine love on this planet. Now it is our responsibility to bring those patterns of perfection into tangible, manifest form. So how will this be accomplished? And what should we anticipate in this process as it unfolds? Our new renaissance of divine love has been birthed in the realms of cause, which is where all manifest form begins. Everything begins in the realms of cause. It is important to note that once something is created in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from eventually appearing in the world of effects, which is the physical plane of Earth in this particular instance. The only variable is how long it's going to take for those patterns to manifest tangibly in the physical plane. And the answer to that is that it's up to you and me and every other person on this planet. The way these patterns of perfection are brought into physical manifestation is through the free will choices we make to focus our creative faculties of thought and feeling on these patterns, and for us to express them then in our daily lives through our thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and beliefs. As I mentioned last week, day by day, more and more people are awakening, and this is inspiring them to lift up their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on earth. When our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect allowing us to clearly perceive the patterns of perfection for our new renaissance of divine love. These patterns are infused with the sacred knowledge that reveals the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Awakening people everywhere are beginning to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are all one, and that what affects one part of life affects all life, and that with every thought, word, action, or feeling we are expressing, we are either adding to the collective light of the world, which affects everybody, or the collective shadows of the world, which also affects everybody. There is no such thing as us and them. So today we're going to talk about what we should anticipate with the birth of our new renaissance of divine love. What does this mean, and how will it manifest? As you listen to the program today, remember that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we have co-created a chalice of light that is literally creating the entire planet Earth, serving as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet Earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that if the love of God is lifting you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of divine truth. The intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but often challenging time on Earth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. What should we anticipate with our renaissance of divine love? We have birthed the renaissance of love and humanity's focus on what that means and what the shift of the ages means, and specifically what will happen on December 21st, 2012, is really creating a collective cup of consciousness. This is opening a multidimensional doorway that is raising up into the very heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. This collective focus of humanity's attention on all of these different aspects of what is occurring on Earth at this moment is creating a moment in time when the positive expectations of millions of people around the world have the potential of catapulting this planet and all her life a quantum leap up the spiral of evolution into higher frequencies of the fifth dimensional realms of light than we have ever experienced. People everywhere are becoming aware of the significance of the date December 21st, 2012, and even the date of December 12th, 2012, which is the date that's celebrated in the outer world as the celebration of the Virgin of Guadalupe, an aspect and a representative of our Mother God, the Divine Feminine, which we've always known as Mother Mary. This is the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the new millennium. So these two dates, the December solstice, December 21st, and 12-12-12, are creating all kinds of anticipation. People are asking what will happen. How will this influx of light personally affect me and my family? Will this event change who I am or how I live? Will it result in peace and abundance in the world? Or will it result in cataclysmic earth changes in the end of the world? Will it change the way people think and feel about each other? What will these events actually mean in the overall scheme of things for me, my family, and planet Earth? As usual, there are a plethora of answers to that speculation. People are predicting everything, ranging from the instant manifestation of heaven on Earth to the catastrophic end of the world. The truth is, according to the Company of Heaven, that humanity is co-creating this event, and not even our Father, Mother, God, or the Company of Heaven know exactly how the events of 2012 in December will physically manifest on Earth. The outcome will be determined by humanity and how we choose to use our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to manifest the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. One thing is assured, however, because of the awakening of millions of people all over this planet, this monumental influx of light that will occur in December will have only positive results. The events of 2012 are being orchestrated through the unified efforts of both heaven and earth with the intent of accelerating humanity's awakening process and earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light. The important thing for humanity to remember is that we are all sons and daughters of God, and it is our divine birthright, our responsibility, and our obligation to co-create heaven on earth in this physical reality. This is actually why we are here. This is our purpose and our reason for being on earth, specifically during this auspicious cosmic moment in the evolution of this planet. We are the ones who will determine the results of our newly birthed renaissance of divine love and the incredible influx of light that will take place on December 12th and December 21st. Now, in order for us to fully understand how this event will affect us personally and collectively, we must remember that we are all multidimensional beings. Consequently, we function in various dimensions of existence and various levels of consciousness simultaneously. This is true even though, on a conscious level, we may be totally oblivious to that fact. We are usually unaware of anything but the dense physical plane and what we perceive with our five senses. Normally, we are judging everything by what we perceive to be happening in the outer world in our daily lives. But that is the reflection of what is going on through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. The problem with that is that the physical plane of Earth is the most elusive and the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. It is also the very last dimension to reflect the changes that we are co-creating in the realms of cause. Our perceptions and our interpretations of what is really going on, based on what we see happening in the outer world, are usually very distorted and many times totally inaccurate. The light of God is increasing on earth, and as we open to the light of God and invoke the light of God into our lives, this light enters the physical plane and pushes everything that conflicts with it to the surface. So everything that is conflicting with divine love is now being pushed to the surface. So we see that imbalance manifesting all over the world in all kinds of atrocities that we are reflecting on each other and on the environment of Earth. The problem is, when we look at the outer world, we easily see all of the surfacing negativity. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing that negativity to the surface. When major events, such as the birth of a new renaissance of divine love, take place, the changes occur first and foremost in the realms of cause. Then our I Am presence, the divinity within each of us, assimilates those newly formed patterns of perfection and gently projects them into the divinity, the threefold flame within our hearts. From our threefold flame, the changes and all of the divine potential that is associated with those changes gradually begin to reflect into our conscious mind and our feeling world. We then have the ability to co-create these new patterns in the world of effects by projecting them onto the physical plane through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. If we choose to participate in this process, the patterns become part of our new reality, and we joyously experience them as they manifest in our daily lives. This motivates us to keep on keeping on, to pay attention to what's surfacing in our hearts and minds, and to act out those positive beliefs, those new viable solutions to the maladies existing on Earth, those new positive ways of interacting with people, places, conditions, and things in our life experience. Then day by day, our lives are transformed into expressions of harmony, abundance, happiness, peace, and oneness. This process takes place for every person on the planet each time changes of this nature occur in the realms of cause. But they unfold in divine timing for each person. So no two people are on the same time frame. That is why these events never result in instantaneous global transformation. Instead, they unfold gradually, according to each person's divine plan and each person's conscious participation in the process, as well as each person's willingness to be the open door through which the light of God will flow to co-create these new patterns of perfection on the earth plane. Even though these patterns are now beginning to filter into our hearts and minds on a conscious level, we still have the ability to negate them, to deny them, to pretend that these thoughts don't exist, and to act out of our old dysfunctional patterns of separation and duality. But we absolutely have the ability to do the opposite of that. This is what we need to realize, and the divine truth that we need to model to humanity and bring to conscious awareness. It is important for us to not let our unrealistic expectations determine what we perceive to be the success or failure of what is happening in 2012 and what will happen in December of 2012. The only things that we have experienced in this lifetime that even remotely compare to this impending event are harmonic convergence, which took place August 15th through the 17th in 1987, and harmonic concordance, which took place in November of 2003, the 8th through the 24th of November. During those events, people all over the world were expecting all sorts of miraculous changes, too. When people woke up the next day after these events and things seemed pretty much the same, many people lost faith and classified those events as New Age hoaxes. I'm sure the same thing's going to take place on December 22nd. But in reality, nothing could be further from the truth. Harmonic convergence and harmonic concordance resulted in the greatest influx of light the Earth had experienced up to that point. Harmonic convergence paved the way for Earth's ascension off of the wheel of karma and back onto the spiral of evolution. It reactivated Earth's crystal grid system, the acupuncture meridians, and the flow of energy through the body of Mother Earth, and created the environment for the activation of humanity's 12-fold fourth-dimensional solar spine and solar chakras. Harmonic convergence began our ascent into the fourth dimension. Harmonic concordance was the initial impulse of the shift of the ages, which began Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. This bit was in 2003. This shift also began the process of Earth's transformation from carbon-based beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. The light that poured into the planet during these two events awakened a full range of capacities within humanity that had been pre-encoded within our DNA and our spiritual brain centers. And they moved us a quantum leap toward the global awakening that we are experiencing now. If you have any doubts about that, just observe your own growth following these two events. Look how you matured spiritually and how your feelings, thoughts, and life have changed since 1987. Then pay attention to the shift that has taken place within your thoughts and feelings since 2003. Observe how many awakened people you know now compared to the number you knew back then. Pay attention to how your own direction has changed since that time, and see how you have moved closer to the fulfillment of your divine plan, your purpose, and your reason for being. The events of December 2012 will be more powerful and more life-changing than harmonic convergence or harmonic concordance. This is true because of the acceleration of time, and because there are millions more people awake now than there were in 1987 or 2003. Our renaissance of divine love will manifest much more quickly than the changes that took place after harmonic convergence and harmonic concordance. The Company of Heaven said that in order for us to fully understand the magnitude of what this new renaissance of love will mean for humanity and all life on Earth, all we need to do is remember how the first renaissance transformed this planet. The first renaissance originated 500 years ago in Florence, Italy. It was part of a master plan to accelerate the return of the love nature of our Mother God, the Divine Feminine, which we have always known as the Holy Spirit. The divine intent of the first Renaissance was to awaken humanity's creative right brain hemisphere, the feminine side of our brain, which had become almost dormant since our fall from grace eons ago. In the middle of the 14th century, we were actually living in the Dark Ages, and our affinity for culture and the arts was practically non-existent. In order to stimulate our creative right brains, the Company of Heaven projected the wisdom of the arts into the mental strata of Earth. As this sacred knowledge filtered into humanity's conscious minds and expanded into the emotional strata, reaching into our emotional, physical, feeling worlds, the Renaissance began to flourish in Florence, Italy. The expansion of art, music, dance, literature, and every other creative facet of the Renaissance moved humanity into a level of civility that we have not experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. The movement in Italy spread throughout Europe, signaling the end of the Dark Ages and the beginning of modern history. The Renaissance inspired civil liberty and a new internal order of culture and political development. It was the beginning of humanity's awakening and a crucial stage in the process of liberating the human mind from our human ego's paralyzing grip of fear and misinformation. In the midst of unrivaled, barbaric darkness, the Renaissance birthed a civilization of a higher order. As our right brain hemispheres were stimulated with new levels of creativity, more of the love of our Mother God was able to flow into our lives. Much of the art painted by the great masters focused on some of the main players in the Piscean Age, Joseph, Mother Mary, and Jesus, who symbolically represented the Holy Trinity, were depicted in many of the Renaissance paintings. This focus of humanity's attention on the Holy Trinity helped to expand the immortal victorious threefold flames in our hearts. The threefold flame in our heart represents the blue flame of divine power representing our Father God, the pink flame of divine love representing our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, and the yellow-gold flame of enlightenment, wisdom, and understanding, the Christ or Christ consciousness, representing the sons and daughters of God. The first Renaissance was a time of enlightenment, that played a critical part in liberating the human mind. Individualism and self-empowerment rose up in the hearts of humanity, and people pulled away from the oppressive control of the church. The Renaissance person did not abandon his or her beliefs, but rather adopted new attitudes. Rigidly dogmatic concepts were challenged and cast aside. This marked a momentous turning point in history. In the midst of unrivaled barbaric darkness, the Renaissance birthed a civilization of a higher order. There was a resurgence of the human spirit that made possible all of the great achievements of modern humanity. It initiated an atmosphere that was favorable to new ideas and innovative accomplishments and creative enterprises in every human endeavor. The most amazing part of all of that is the fact that this amazing transformation was accomplished in the middle of the Dark Ages, during a time when our human egos were totally manipulating our hearts and minds, a time when humanity was oblivious that we were sons and daughters of God with the divine potential of our true God reality, and we were truly asleep. But now, everything had changed. Even though there are still people on this planet acting as though they live in the Dark Ages, the vast majority of humanity does not. During the past 25 years, miraculous activities of light have been successfully accomplished by lightworkers around the world, and unprecedented divine intervention has taken place. As a result, humanity is in the midst now of the greatest shift of consciousness that has ever been attempted in any system of world. Every man, woman, and child, and every particle of life on Earth have begun the initial ascent onto the fifth-dimensional spiral of evolution. Millions of people on this planet are fully awake, working daily and hourly with their God self, adding to the light of the world. These precious souls are deliberately participating in the process of co-creating the patterns of perfection for our new earth and our new renaissance of divine love in the tangible world of form. Imagine what miracles we will co-create by birthing and bringing into physical manifestation this planetary cause of divine love and all of the patterns of the new renaissance of love into the awakened state of consciousness that humanity is now experiencing. The beings of light have said that it is impossible for humanity to even fathom what will be accomplished with the birth and the expansion of these tangible patterns in the physical world. But they said what we will co-create will be glorious beyond our wildest dreams. With that knowing, ask your I Am presence and the entire company of heaven to guide you carefully, step by step, through this process so that you will be the most effective instrument of God you are capable of being during this unique opportunity that is unfolding before us. Together, we will change the world. During December of 2012, the months leading up to that and the months following that, allow your thoughts and feelings to be filled with an alert enthusiasm and a divine intelligence that is forever open and pliable to these new patterns of perfection from the Renaissance of divine love. Do not allow your thinking to become stagnant or obsolete. The changes that will occur between now and the completion of our ascension into the fifth-dimensional realms of light will lead humanity to deep and previously unknown possibilities within the human mind. know that your heart and mind are continual miracles of advancement and spiritual development. After all, you are one with our Father, Mother, God, and all that our godparents have is ours. So stay focused on the present and celebrate your every breath, thought, feeling, word, action, and belief. Live your visions. Expect these manifestations to manifest tangibly in your life and empower them with love and a deep reverence for all life. Every day, deliberately use your thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and beliefs to add to the light of the world. You have been trained for lifetimes to do this. Ask your I Am presence for guidance. Listen to your heart. Then trust yourself. You are powerful beyond your knowing. From the consciousness of your I Am presence, live each moment as you desire the future to be, and know that the future will fulfill your desires. Through our visions and spiritual desires in the present, we will co-create the future and release the shadows of the past. Our desires and visions of this renaissance of divine love manifesting on a new earth will bring astounding results tangibly in our lives. With courage and faith, we are going to meet this great destiny. Our divine purpose will be our every thought, word, and deed. Together we are embarking on a new day on this precious planet, and together we are co-creating heaven on earth. So stay focused on the light. And be here now. I'd like for you to join with me now in a visualization that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. It's stated in the first person so that each of us will experience it personally and tangibly. But know that we are one with all life. So simultaneously, we are invoking this light through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child. This light will manifest through each person's I Am presence in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Breathe in deeply and feel yourself now going within to the divinity of your heart. Know that you are joining in consciousness with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now is one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we begin. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As I begin this activity of light, every person's I Am presence takes full dominion of his or her thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and beliefs. Our Father, Mother, God, now join with us in consciousness. We are one with the entire Company of Heaven. The beings of light throughout infinity, in unison with our Father, Mother, God, now expand the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the flame of transfiguring divine love that have been secured through every person's heart flame when we birthed our renaissance of divine love. This sacred fire is blazing and expanding through every person's threefold flame. This expansion of light is now enveloping the entire planet Earth. As this divine light flows through my heart flame, it merges with the light flowing through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child, forming a magnificent, tremendous magnetic heart of divine love that is now enveloping the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart of transfiguring divine love is now magnetizing to itself the energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love from every ascended level of being throughout the whole of creation. This unfathomable gift of love is flowing now into our planetary cause of divine love, and the newly birthed renaissance of divine love that is manifesting in the realms of cause. This gift of love helps us to manifest the perfection of our newly birthed renaissance of divine love and the patterns of oneness and reverence for all life, now through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on Earth. As these patterns begin to filter into every person's heart and mind, our Father, Mother, God send forth a clarion call, and 12 magnificent solar archangels of transfiguring divine love descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. These selfless messengers of God take their strategic position around the planet and willingly prepare to assist in this activity of light. These solar archangels of transfiguring divine love are stationed equal distance around the Earth's equator. Now, as one unified force of the solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love, they project this light from their heart flames into the center of the Earth. Solar archangels begin conducting a symphony of this sacred fire that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. The transfiguring divine love from the archangels is expanding through the fifth dimensional solar heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every person is now becoming a PowerPoint of light that is unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment at this time. Together, we in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project this force field of fifth-dimensional, solar-transfiguring divine love. This sacred fire blazes through all humanity and expands out into the elemental kingdom. It expands now out into the angelic kingdom. And it expands out into the atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence of every person volunteers to be the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is now experiencing this force field of transfiguring divine love. Through each person's I Am presence, each one is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of love, we are all truly divine love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration, the very cause of the primal light substance which has gone in to creating the present negative conditions that are surfacing all over the planet to be healed. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangels, and our I Am presence, we are the cause of this magnetized force field of solar transfiguring divine love, now anchored on Earth. Together we have set in place, through our new renaissance of divine love, the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love, over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. Unified in consciousness now with the kingdoms on Earth, the human kingdom, the elemental kingdom, and the angelic kingdom, and the realms of heaven, the entire company of heaven, and legions of light throughout infinity. We are the open door that no one can shut. We are exploring and rediscovering the company of heaven and the divinity within every person, the mighty I Am presence, in which everyone now finds complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of the solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love are attracting to each of us personally and to all of us collectively as we live within these new patterns of our renaissance of love. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are here and now the masters of love we were always destined to be. We now know ourselves as beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life eternally free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels are now expanding their light to embrace every human being in a cosmic force field of transfiguring divine love. This frequency of solar light surrounds each of us and is anchored directly within the divinity of our hearts. Every person's I Am presence now affirms with a deep inner knowing, I am a planetary force field of the solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. The heart of transfiguring divine love that is now enveloping the earth is transforming the primal light substance of my four earthly bodies as well as the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Mother Earth into the infinite perfection of our new solar reality. I am changing the inner conditions for the entire planet, and I am setting this Earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life. And now, with every holy breath I take, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the divine love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning in the physical world of form. I feel this force field, divine love, permanently secured within my heart flame and the heart flame of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. I accept that this solar force field of transfiguring divine love is manifest now and forever sustained through God's holy grace. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Now through each person's I am presence and this new higher octave of divine consciousness, each I am presence affirms and invokes the light of God, anchoring new patterns of our renaissance of divine love in the world of form, tangibly and powerfully within the core of purity of every electron of precious life energy belonging to or serving the Earth at this time through the human kingdom, the elemental kingdom, and the angelic kingdom. O Father, Mother, God, I invoke your divine light and the light of the entire company of heaven. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. In deep humility and profound gratitude, I consecrate every facet of my being to be the open door for this tremendous influx of God's light associated with the new patterns of our renaissance of divine love, our new patterns of our planetary cause of divine love, and every expression of the new heaven and the new earth. In divine truth, I now know and accept my reality as a beloved child of God, and I know that all my Father, Mother, God have is mine, for I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and every particle of life throughout the whole of creation. Through my conscious choice and through my creative faculties of thought and feeling, I am a cup, a holy grail, through which the patterns of perfection for our renaissance of divine love are now flowing to lift all life on earth into the blissful embrace of the new earth in the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite light. I am my mighty I am presence, and I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the I am presence of all humanity. I am one with the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth. I am one with the angelic kingdom. I am one with all of the beings of light throughout infinity. Now, through the unspeakable power of my Father, Mother, God's love, all life is lifted into the immaculate concept of our renaissance of divine love and the divine plan for the new earth. Within this concept of infinite physical perfection, every person remembers that he or she is a beloved child of God. Every person comprehends the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. A renewed sense of oneness and reverence for all life is now stirring in each person's heart flame. And the love of our Father, Mother, God floods the earth through our renaissance of divine love. As the renaissance of divine love flows through each person's heart flame, he or she is lifted up, and their life is transformed. From this new level of consciousness, humanity taps into the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and amazing, viable solutions to all of the maladies existing on earth begin to flow into the heart and mind of every light worker, everywhere. Light workers join forces to create the perfection of our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. As this occurs, all traces of pain and suffering that are surfacing to be transmuted into light are instantly transformed through the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Every concept of lack and limitation is transmuted into light, and all poverty ceases to exist. The abundance of God, the natural birthright of all life on earth, floods the earth. People everywhere begin to perceive and acknowledge the divinity that is blazing within every person's heart flame. And humanity now knows, acknowledges, and accepts the mighty I Am presence and the truth that all life is divine. This realization inspires every person to feel and express love and mutual respect in every part of life. As the collective thoughts and feelings of humanity continually empower the patterns of perfection within our renaissance of divine love, the physical plane is transformed and transfigured. As humanity cooperates with the divine intelligence within the elemental kingdom, the body of Mother Earth is restored to a verdant paradise of splendor and light. The life of every living being is filled with love, joy, happiness, prosperity, and fulfillment. Divine love and all of the attributes of God are now the order of the new day on planet Earth. With this influx of light, Mother Earth dons her seamless garment of light. As she ascends up the spiral of evolution into the full expression of her new fifth-dimensional solar reality of infinite perfection, the heavens rejoice, and our Father, Mother, God respond. Welcome home, beloved children. Well done. And so it is. I am. I am. I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and my toes. I inhale and exhale, and I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. Precious Heart, I want to thank you from the deepest recesses of my heart for your willingness to serve as an instrument of God during this cosmic moment on planet Earth. For all kinds of information freely given from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please go to our website, eraofpeace.org, and you can sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that shares the information and the timely things that are taking place on the planet from the company of heaven. Feel yourself returning and complete in this physical plane as you go about your day. Please join us next week as we expand the light of the world once again. I am Patricia Cota Robles, and you're listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.